听力课堂，听 class.com。
Rush hour in Antarctica.
On the edge of the South Pole, the land is still sleeping after a harsh and endless winter. The coming Antarctic summer will last for only 4 months, like a semblance of spring before the temperatures dive back down to the standard minus 40 degrees Celsius. This warmer climate then is eagerly awaited by millions of creatures that come here every year to summer on the polar beaches. This plodding little fellow decided one fine day that he would get here before all the others, and once again this year, he's first.Has just spent 8 months at sea and needs to stretch its legs. It hasn't come here by chance. It travels here, like on a pilgrimage, every year. It was born on these rocks. It first made it here. It knows this island by heart. In short, it's home. Most of the Adelie penguins arrive at the same time. They come from the sea.In 2 weeks, they're all here, packed together on all the reasonably flat ground. They have but one obsession, time. The summer is a race against the clock for them, but places are rare and bitterly fought over. The Adelie penguins are a little obsessive. They spend their time gathering stones. This is the first thing that the male does when they reach the colony, always shortly ahead of his mate. This mania continues throughout the season.When the female joins him at the colony, she will be pleased to find her mate sitting on a sizable mineral fortune. According to popular belief, the best males have the biggest nests. Once the mating ritual has been carried out, the couple devotes itself to its favorite sport, stone hunting. And, as a sideline, stone stealing. This is an endless game. As soon as a penguin has its back turned, one of its neighbors is ready to relieve it of a few stones.In this manner, the stones are moved around the island from beak to beak, from victim's nest to the thief's nest, and back again. On the nests raised above the ground by the pile of stones, the females have laid 2 or 3 eggs. Hatching time has come. It is early January. The arrival of new chicks progressively increases the activity on the islands. There are now many little starving mouths to feed.All the pebbles gathered or stolen over the summer are now used to keep the chicks dry. Some nests are exposed to the torrents of meltwater. We can now understand why the adults fought the stone wars so bitterly. Each tiny stone placed in the nest increases a chick's chances of survival. The last month of summer is taken up by trips to the sea and feeding, a constant routine marked out by the regurgitation of the parents who wear themselves out to feed their chicks that grow at an incredible rate.When they are not feeding, the chicks concentrate hard on growing, safe and warm in their down. When February comes, all the summer residents, young and old, start packing. The cold will soon drive everyone away. In 4 months, all these species have succeeded in finding one another, mating, conceiving and raising young capable of resisting the long winter months that they will spend in the polar seas.And so ends the short Antarctic spring. The hectic life of summer visitors will be replaced by the ice and frost of the cold season.